Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk about Teague Perkins, an all-star football player. Details on the Brewers getting ready for the all-star game tonight. Some comments from Christian Yelich on being an all-star again. Straight ahead in sports.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Teague Perkins recently graduated from Richland Center High School, and he has one more high school event in his career. He'll be one of the participants in the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Game at UW-Oshkosh Titan Stadium this Saturday. Perkins will be a participant in the Small School All-Star Game at 12 noon Saturday as a member of the South Team. Richland Center head football coach Andy Troxell talked about what it means.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. I mean, Teague has been just a staple on our team for the last few years, you know, and to see him have that kind of recognition and compete with the state's best at the All-Star Game is super exciting, not only for him, our program, but also the Children's Hospital to kind of raise awareness for their needs as well. So we're excited. We have some coaches that will go up and will attend that stuff and just celebrate his accomplishment. It's pretty cool.
I talk with Teague about the fundraising effort as he prepares for the All-Star football game.
I had to set up a page for the Children's Hospital, and I just kind of put that out there and met with some family and some friends, and they ended up donating, and a lot of the community members chipped in, and that was really helpful for just raising the funds. I think it was $750 that you had to raise to be able to play, but I more than surpassed my goal with the help of the community.
That's awesome. So what about the itinerary?
I think it's a lot of practice. I mean, I'm sure I'll get to meet with some of the people that, or some of the kids, fellow teammates that I'll be playing with. So there's some kids that I know from Lodi and other areas that I'll be able to catch up with from, I knew them from track and field and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll talk with some buddies, eat a lot of food down there and play some football.
Those football players can eat,
can't they? Oh, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your history with the Hornets. Do you have a favorite game?
My sophomore season, so that would have been when Bryson Clarkson and Connor Ellenson were playing. Those games were really fun. I mean, it was just a really great season. The chemistry of the team built up was unmatched, and that whole season, I don't think a specific game, but that whole season was special.
It was always fun to watch you run the ball, too. Is offense kind of a pass thing for you now?
I think so. I mean, when there's backyard football games, it's there's a little bit of a light sometimes, but no, I think that's kind of the past. Defense is kind of what I've been recruited for, so I think that's my future.
And that's what you'll be playing in the All-Star game then,
yes.
Right? Do you have a favorite defensive position or a preferred position?
Just defensive end. I like being on the outside. I'm not the quickest guy, but whenever I can put a move on somebody, it's pretty special.
You have to be a thinker as a defensive end, too, because you don't want to get sucked in, so to speak, and you want to kind of hold your ground. Are there some tips or some clues that you watch for?
You see how the tackle is setting back, or if the... You know, how he sets back, because he sets back real far, he can dip underneath, and if he kind of steps into the inside, closing off the gap, you can get around him, put a move on him the outside.
Tell me about your college then. Where are you headed to in the fall?
So I plan on going to UW-Whitewater there, but this year, unfortunately, I'll be taking a gray shirt year, so I'll be taking a year off. I have a couple shoulders that I have to repair, but no, that's the plan, just get those done, get them out of the way, and then get ready to play football next year.
So you're going to be able to play in the All-Star game, though?
Yes. So I bought a couple braces that I'll strap onto my pads that will allow me to play. I mean, probably not to my best ability, but I'll do my best.
That's part one of our interview with Teague Perkins. We'll share more of that later on this week in sports. The All-Star football game comes up this weekend. The small schools in eight-player football will be represented on Friday night starting at 6 o'clock. Landon Pedretti of DeSoto will be a member of the South squad. And the Richland Center Brady Ewing Youth Football Camp gets underway today and continues through Thursday between 4 and 5:30 at the Richland Center High School football fields. For more information on that, Hornet Football Summer Camps at gmail.com, or you can contact Coach Troxell at 319-316-2927. The Simon Shark swim team had a meet canceled in Dodgeville last night because of the weather. They get set to host their last home swim meet coming up on Wednesday night. We'll have coverage on WRCO-FM 100.9 on Wednesday evening. In American Legion baseball last night, Westby was a victor against Viroqua Legion 2024-18U. It was 8-7 Westby in a game that was won in eight innings. Church League softball regularly scheduled games will be happening tonight on the East Diamond at 7. Boscobel Assembly of God plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. At 8:15, St. Mary's will play The Mission. On the West Diamond, the schedule tonight at 7, Church of the Nazarene plays Bethel Lutheran. And at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will take on Free Methodist. To no one's surprise, former Iowa guard Caitlin Clark has won the ESPY for being the Female College Athlete of the Year. Close behind the Indiana Fever rookie was Wisconsin volleyball standout Sarah Franklin. The award was handed out last week. Franklin won three Player of the Year awards herself, Big Ten, AVCA Northeast Region, and AVCA National Player of the Year. She still has another year of eligibility remaining in Madison. Franklin is rehabbing an ankle injury, but she is key to yet another successful UW volleyball season. The Brewers surprised the field Sunday night when they took a 17-year-old high school player with a first-round draft pick. Braylon Payne tells reporters he is a true five-tool player. After hitting .531 as a senior, Payne has committed to the University of Houston, but is expected to sign with Milwaukee. He's the first high school player the Brewers have taken in the first round since Bryce Terang in 2018, and that one worked out pretty well. Other players chosen by Milwaukee in the first round are Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke and New Jersey high school pitchers Bryce McCage and Chris Lavanas. Two Brewers will be in action tonight as William Contreras and Christian Yelich will represent at the annual All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas. Yelich talked about the honor.
Anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so it's special to be back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Yelich looking forward to being in the lineup tonight.
I think you just know more people from playing against them for so long and just being around these guys. And it's baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things. And I've known some of these guys since high school, myself and Bryce. I've known Bryce since we were probably like 15, just doing like the whole showcase circuit, and we're in the same draft class. So to see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing is always pretty cool.
Last night, Los Angeles Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez won the home run derby when he beat local star Bobby Witt Jr. of the Royals 14-13 in the final round. The 31-year-old Hernandez hit 49 home runs over three rounds, the total 3.98 miles. He is the first Dodger player to win the derby. Kansas City has never had a winner. Witt, needing one to tie with one out remaining, drove a ball to one of the deepest parts of the park in left center, where it hit halfway up the wall. Anthony Davis scored 17 points and grabbed 14 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton came up with a pair of late three-pointers that helped stop a free fall by the Americans, and the U.S. beat Australia 98-92 on Monday to improve to 2-0 in its five-game slate of exhibitions leading into the Paris Olympics. Two former Badgers are traveling with Team USA on its way to the Olympics. Micah Potter and Nigel Hayes-Davis didn't play in Monday's 98-92 win over Australia. Potter and Hayes Davis are members of the USA Select team, which serves as the practice squad for the national team as it gets ready for the global competition. The Americans got a scare from Australia yesterday. They'll play Serbia tomorrow. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.